It's sometimes quite difficult to express your feelings. But I felt really honored. I felt more powerful and more courageous because this award is not just a piece of metal or a medal that you would wear or an award that you keep in your room, but this is really an encouragement for me to go forward and to believe in myself, to know that there are people who are supporting me in this campaign. And we are standing together. We all want to make sure that every child gets quality education. So this is really something great for me. However, when I found that I had won the Nobel Peace Prize, I decided that I would not leave my school. Rather, I would finish my school time. I went to the physics lesson, I learned, I went to the English lesson, and it was totally like a... I considered it was a normal day. And I was really happy by the response of my teachers and my fellow students. They were all saying that, "We are proud of you, and I am really thankful to my school, to my teachers, to my school fellows for their love, for their support, and they really encourage me, and they are supporting me. So I am really happy, even though it's not going to help me in my tests and exams because it totally depends on my hard work, but still, I am really happy that they are supporting me. I have received this award, but this is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end of this campaign which I have started. I think this is really the beginning, and I want to see every child going to school. There are still 57 million children who have not received education, who are still out of the primary schools. And I want to see every child going to school and getting education, because I myself suffered with the same situation when I was in the Swat Valley. And you all may know that in Swat there was Talibanization, and because of that, no one was allowed to go to school. At that time, I stood up for my rights, and I said that I would speak up. I did not wait for someone else. I did not wait for someone else.